Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth drama.
All right, all right. Welcome to Smooth Drama with your host, F the N Word, and I'm joined by my illustrious co-host, Miss 100%, the self-proclaimed queen of the little people. And we want to holler at you. So you want to holler back at us, the number is 646-929-2037. Once again, the call-in number is 646-929-2037. We encourage you to go to our Smooth Drama page, www.smoothdrama.com. You can check us out. Let us know what we can do to improve the show. Hit us up. We encourage you to social network with us on Facebook, Twitter, My Yearbook, which is now changing to Meet Me and Bebo. I am Smooth Drama. But of course, I know y'all ain't trying to holler at me. You want to get at Miss 100% and be one of her subjects. So, Queen.
Yes.
Tell your loyal subjects to be where they can holler at you at.
Yes. They can get with the Queen at Miss 100% spelled out at yahoo.com, as well as on Facebook. Or they can rate my Twitter virginity, follow me on Twitter, or I have something that they can do with me, kind of interactive.
Hey.
I want to join another social network, but I'm always finding crap. So maybe you guys can suggest something to me, something I would, enjoy.
So basically you're looking to... For the people to hit you up with a space where they can be extra special with you.
Yeah. I mean, listen, everybody is special to me. If you down with Smooth Drama, Miss 100% loves it. You are special to me. Miss Howdy.
All right. Who wants to be down with the Queen of the Little People? Oh, man, but speaking of queens, seems we lost Donna Summers.
Yeah. Lost her battle with cancer.
Yeah, unfortunately. It's a shame.
So?
I don't know.
Miss Summer, Mr. F. N. Word, have a little ditty he'd like to perform. Hit it. Oh, bravo, bravo. That was beautiful.
Yeah, that's why I say I'm a 19er.
Mm-hmm.
Because my motto is one out of 20 can sing in karaoke. Everybody else is a 19er.
Wow.
I know. I'm staying in my lane. I'm a 19er, and I'm proud of it, goddammit.
But you know what? I'm glad that you can actually get up that high, because I can't even sing that high. So
that is not singing. Trust me.
Okay, well, I'll leave it.
That is not singing. I promise you. There. When we did our Smooth Drama karaoke night, it. I'm sure the people was like, yeah, what the hell are you doing? I didn't want to do it. They like, come on now. You got to do it. I'm like, y'all know that I can't sing, right? Y'all do know this, right? But, they insisted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, you were good for it.
Yeah, I went out there and did my Sam Cooke, and it was ugly.
Wow. Wait. You did not murder a Sam Cooke song.
You didn't. Murdered it? I was Chernobyl on it. I have the video, but it will never be released.
Wow.
There's a few people who saw it, and they were like, you could tell they was like, you were really horrible. But
it
it's like,
more to secrecy.
Yeah, they was like, good job.
Mm.
Terrible mother.
Wow. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Okay, you got other talents. We're not all meant to be singers.
Exactly. I know I am not. And you know, speaking of giving a shout out to Donna Summers, we also got to give a shout out to Robert Gene White, a 67-year-old man who also died after receiving several lap dances at a Texas strip club Friday night.
Wow.
Yeah, when it came time to pay, they found him just dead.
Wow. They just put it on him.
Yeah, I mean, and I'm sitting up there thinking, like, you know what?
I think he died a happy man.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If you go out and your last vision was a nice lap dance, I mean, what?
I mean, what more can a man ask for to go out with ass bouncing? Yeah,
exactly. Like, oh, yeah, girl, you was just... That was it.
Wow.
No more. Okay. He was tapping out.
Wow.
Yeah. And speaking of tapping out, for those who are trying to get they tapping in, you can get you some whiskey dick.
Wow.
For those of you who don't know what the hell I'm talking about, there's a company, Epic Mealtime, who have created a whiskey lube called Whiskey Dick. And I guess it's a personal lubricant that contains whiskey that's supposed to be aged for 4 years in some hard oak cask.
Wow. I mean, could you imagine, you know, you don't know what it is, and then all of a sudden the person that you're doing it to just start getting belligerent. You know, some people, when they drunk, they start talking shit, you know.
Well, and but you know,
changes.
But here it is in a nutshell, though. Technically, would that not be like, that could be, well, it's not date rape, but you're intoxicating the person because you are inserting alcohol.
Right.
Directly into their crevice.
Right. And they will get drunk very fast.
Very fast. I mean, because that's the reason why the people did that with the alcohol and the tampon, because they can get high.
Yeah, they said a lot of teenage girls soak tampons in vodka and put it up in there, and they walk around school drunk as hell all day long.
And so basically, if a guy has this lube, and he puts it on himself or on the condom, I mean, he's basically going to get the girl drunk.
I mean, I think he will get, I mean, because if it's whiskey lube, you know, a lot of lubes are edible. So,
right. Well, that's, I'm seeing.
I think both of them would be kind of.
Right. But, I mean, but that's the point. This is alcohol. So technically,
and did you say it was aged for what, 40 years?
4 years. So it's some potent alcohol.
Yeah. Somebody gonna get drunk.
Yeah, exactly. It is very interesting. How that.
Oh, by the way, where can I find out? No, okay.
I'm sure you'll find it somewhere.
Shut up.
But I'm thinking, you know, if you didn't find it, maybe the man who had his penis amputated should have looked for that first.
Instead of the implant.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah. This guy, he is suing over penis amputations because he apparently had operation to make himself bigger, and unfortunately something happened, there was an infection, whatnot, and the infection spread, and the doctor said he didn't do what he was supposed to during the post-operation, and they had to, you know, nick him up.
Wow. Poor guy.
Yeah. You know,
well, I wonder when that happens. I'm going to research this. If a guy has to get his penis amputated, is there a way for him to get another one?
Mm.
If they can give a woman a penis, can't they give a man another penis?
I guess technically, yeah.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to research that and come back with the answer next Thursday.
Yeah, and so he can bust out with a
body. Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I can't help but think that maybe because he did it because he wanted to, you know, keep the spark alive in the marriage. You know, because it's elective surgery. So I'm thinking that maybe he should have tried whiskey dick first.
Right. You think he resents his woman now?
I don't know. I mean, it would be hard to say. I mean, because how do you resent your woman if you wanted to do it?
But maybe she talked, you know, honey, I would like for you to be a little bigger.
Mm.
You know.
I mean, but can you have that conversation with your man? I mean, I think you lose your man in the sense if you have that conversation.
Yeah. I'm not going to put my business out there because I was about to say a whole bunch of shit. But
anyway.
I'm honest, but I'm very gentle.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is this. If you tell your man, hey, you don't have enough, I'm thinking you're putting the doubt in his head already.
Yeah.
It just my thoughts. Like,
but that's not the way, you know.
Yeah, but that's how it comes out.
Am I killing it, baby? Am I working it? Am I, you know, because don't ask questions you really don't want the answer to.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying. But anyway.
Well, speaking of killing it, we do have to say that tonight is the night that we hand out special helmets. We can never pass up the opportunity to hand out special helmets. And our first special helmet goes to Paige Parkerson, who's charged with murdering her fiance, Clifton J.R. Barkin. Yes, she stabbed him after receiving only a card and flowers from Walmart for Mother's Day. I guess that just wasn't enough.
I guess she just got sick of the bullshit. Oh, my goodness. Now, I say that she was right for killing the man. And I'm not saying that I will kill nobody. But I can understand a lot of frustration after being in a long, long-term relationship and hardly ever getting anything. I'm talking Mother's Day, Valentine's Day, Christmas, birthdays. And just think, he probably built her up and thinking she's getting this wonderful gift, and then he brings a card and flowers. And
hold on. No. She's 20 years old.
Oh, she's 20. She a kid.
Yeah. So, 20-year-old, there's a difference between 20-year-old talking about long term. I mean, what was she wanting?
What, right? He thought about you.
He thought about you. He got you a card and
some
flowers. You know, I mean, I have a hard time saying and agreeing with folks who say, well, somebody thought of you, but that's just not enough.
Yeah.
What is not thinking of you is the thought that counts. We always hear that said, but obviously it's not. And so now she done killed her fiance, and her kids don't have mama or daddy no more.
And she done killed the man over a card and some flowers.
Right. That's not enough. I needed a diamond ring.
Yeah. I'm just wondering if this was the real reason or what. You know, this just seemed like one of them stories that somebody slapped a title on it, but it's actually something else or more to it than that. I'm just.
Well, I can give you what it is. Is she served a special helmet?
Yeah, true.
Yeah, she needs a big, shiny, special helmet.
Yeah.
With red hearts, yellow moons, and green diamonds on it. You ended somebody you supposedly loved life. That's the argument at best. Anyway, that's just me. And I'm going to move on from that because, as always, I can't go without talking about naked people.
Oh, of course.
Naked people, it seems like 2012 has drawn out the nakedness in man.
I think we ought to change smooth drama. Not change it, but add something to a smooth drama. The naked people station. Or, you know, something like that. Anyway, go
ahead. You know how they have vagina monologues? We can have the naked monologue.
Yeah.
Smooth drama, the naked monologue. Because here's a man in Oklahoma City who was walking around the apartment complex naked.
Wow.
Jack Benson Brown II.
Just for no reason.
Yeah, just for no reason, just running around naked.
Wow.
And so what happens, the apartment worker is like, yo, you need to put some clothes on. So,
wow.
Obviously.
I can kind of see how that can go. Like,
yeah, we got to recreate this conversation.
Excuse me, sir. I don't mean to bother you, but you can't walk around like that. You need to put some clothes on.
Are you serious?
Yes, sir. I'm sorry, but you're going to have to put some clothes on, sir.
Whatever.
Sir.
Put some damn pants. All right, I'm going to go put some pants on. It's all good.
Thank you,
sir. These pants. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What's up now? I got some pants on.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Don't beat me. Stop just a punk ass.
Right.
Don't beat me. Don't whoop my ass. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's what it is. And, of course, he punches him in the face, which makes the apartment worker bust him upside his head with a flashlight and self-defense.
I said your ass got to put some pants on. You don't have to hit somebody. You're just going to attack me because you want to be naked?
Dog, that kind of hurt. All the police on me, too? That ain't right. Anyway. But ass naked. And on that note, we gonna go on break because that's special helmet. I'm sorry. This whole naked and doing shit 2012. It's something in the air. But anyway, this is GZA from the Woo. Liquid Swords.
Sometimes, you gotta snap them back. The niggas know when this shit started, y'all know where it came from. But then, of course, we got back to the source. We know. Yo. When the MCs came, something about the name. Just
With your host, Mr. S, the N-word. I'm Miss 100%, and that was Jizza, Liquid Source.
Because when the MCs came to live out their name, some had to snort cocaine to act insane.
But I'm moving like the Matrix.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like that. Or as he says, we just would form, and he would be the head like Voltron. Yeah. Anyway.
Okay.
Hater of the week. We come to that time of the show where we gotta talk about these haters. People that don't make no sense whatsoever. We try to figure them out, but they just hate for no reason whatsoever. Don't even make sense half the time. You wanna talk about your hater of the week?
Actually, I want you to go.
All right. Mine is real easy. Our Lady of Sorrows baseball team in Arizona go all the way to the state championship game, only to forfeit to play for the state title because the opponent had a girl starting at second base. Paige Sulzbach was the second baseman. And instead of playing against her, they decided, you know what? They have a girl. And we can't compete against a girl because that would violate the school's mission to teach boys and girls separately.
Wow.
So those boys went through all that sacrifice, playing hard, only to not get a chance to play because, oh, they got a girl.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
It sounded like they were just a little scared of them the girl, to be honest with you.
Obviously.
Just a little scared of them.
I'm sitting up there thinking, like, if it's me, I'm like, oh, we'll play her. You strike her ass out every time. You don't even let her get a sniff. But, you know, I'd be like that about all of them. I mean, you get to the championship game, it's about smashing. I don't care who y'all got. Y'all just had the Incredible Hulk, Thor, Iron Man, Captain America, Hawkeye, and the Black Widow. It don't matter. We beating all y'all.
Well, my hater, and this kind of goes a little beyond being a hater, but I think is, you know, a lot of unfairness. Caroline Inglis, she's a young lady that attends Church Hill High. She's a female golfer. She was on the verge of making history with her score, which was 3 under 69. And she said it was a score that was a dominant performance that was 9 shots better than anyone else in the tournament. They said that this score had never been done by any sex, male or female, ever. And the young lady had another person, there was another person filling out her scorecard. And they filled out her scorecard wrong by giving her a worse score than she actually had. And her, in the excitement of winning, she went ahead and signed the card so that she could get her trophy. And the people noticed that the score was wrong. Not that they tried to cheat and give her a better score or anything, but it was just wrong by a couple points. And so they disqualified her and took the championship away from her.
Even though she's not the one that keeps score, it's a scorekeeper error, she's the one that gets disqualified?
Right. It's because she signed it. And they said that this was a technicality that had never, ever been used before. Even though it's in the rule book, it had never been used before. So I just think that there was a little bit of sabotage and a little bit of haterade drinking.
Yeah, I was going to say, sounded like a hater to me.
Yeah, and a lot of unfairness. Just a whole lot of fuckery rules.
Look,
you know,
if everybody knows she lost, I mean, she won.
She won.
What I don't understand, there was a scorekeeper error. You fix the scorekeeper error. You give the girl her trophy. Let her have her day in the sun. So now this is something that's going to be with her forever.
Right.
And, oh, well, yeah, I had the trophy. I had everything won. But because of a scoring glitch, I allegedly lost.
Yes. Yeah, she would have become the first golfer of either sex to win 4 consecutive state titles. Never been done before.
Well, you know what? Let's get away from that other sex. Let's just say the first golfer to ever win 4
golfer
in a row.
Ever, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, because
out of women golfers against male golfers, and they think that women golfers are not as strong as male golfers, so I keep emphasizing that point, you know. That is,
yeah, well, I don't believe in that, you know. It's, hey, she won, she broke the record. To me, she broke the record, and anybody who says she didn't is an ignorant, lethargic scrub.
But here's something I think that you will find very interesting. The other, now, she's a freshman in high school. The other freshman, I feel, Odeorn is her last name. She said, it doesn't really feel like a win because I know Caroline really won the whole thing. But my thing is, if you really know that she won, then if you get the trophy, you present it to the person that actually won. Don't walk your ass home with that trophy because now you know as the person that won on a technicality.
Well, I mean, and that's, as you would say, the bitch assness. You know you lost. You lost by a record amount of strokes.
Right.
And you took the trophy home, really?
Right.
You a sucker.
So this story just sucks.
Yeah, geez. That's hateration at its finest. And right. And the person who took the trophy home, you deserve a special helmet.
Thank you.
Yes. Also with red hearts, yellow diamonds, and green clovers.
And purple horseshoes, don't forget.
Yes. Frosted lucky charms on your helmet all day.
Magically delicious.
Yeah.
Maybe a little person should be saying that line.
Well, that's one of your subjects. They just come up. Hey, you and that helmet looks magically delicious.
Goodness gracious.
Anyway, speaking of magically delicious, I got to ask y'all a question. You know, they're, I don't know if anybody knows, they're those hospital debt collectors. What they do is they bother old folks and sick people while they're laying in the bed, like, how are you going to pay for this? How are you going to pay for this? You need to pay for this.
You know, you got to really be scum to want to do that job. You know that.
Yeah. And here's the thing. Accredited Health, which is a hospital debt collector company who allegedly practices this very practice, is getting $6. No, not $6. I'm wrong. $6 million in tax increment financing in Chicago.
This company that hires these debt collectors to harass the sick and elderly is getting a $6 million tax break. Is that what you're saying?
No, not a tax break. They're getting $6 million funding.
To do this.
To, yeah.
Hold on a damn minute. Now, I smell some fuckery. Hold on. They have a company that they go and collect the debt for the hospital, in the hospital, to patients who are elderly and sick and can't. They're in the hospital, not the people that are at home. And while they're doing this job, they actually get $6 million for doing it for the hospital?
Well, allegedly what would happen is they're supposed to train and hire 650 new employees to sit at the bedside of your sick and elderly. Like, hey, check this out, homie. I know I may be bothering you. I was just wondering, you know, aside from the pain that you're experiencing right now, them tubes in your chest, whatnot, you know how you're going to pay for this?
I swear to God. I promise to you, if I see one of them, but that's in Chicago,
yeah.
I was going to say at one of my relatives' bedside, it's going to be a Jerry Springer moment. Some chairs going to get to swinging because this is just plain disrespectful. You have a person who is sick in the hospital and you come to sit at their bedside to harass them.
Hello. No, they probably say it nicely. Hey,
so it's still harassing.
Hey, you know what? This might not be a good time, but I don't think I'll be able to catch you once you're under anesthesia and you can't talk. Maybe you want to talk about the payment plan that you plan on undergoing.
Wow.
Maybe we can talk about it. So to the city council in Chicago, y'all all get fitted with special helmets.
This is just horrible. Tuesday we said illness is a business.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big business. So, and would you say $6 million funding?
Oh, well, that's nothing. That ain't even nothing. That's Nathan compared to your presidential perks. I mean, you know, I read a little story where they were talking about how U.S. taxpayers pick up the tab for former presidents. Like Jimmy Carter spent $15,000 on postage last year. Bill Clinton, $579,000 for his rent. George Bush had $80,000 in phone bills.
Wow.
And we're talking about just for four surviving former presidents, $3 million. And they don't even need the money. I mean, Bill Clinton made $10 million in speaking fees alone last year. George Bush made more, $15 million, for just giving speeches.
And I bet by the time Obama is no longer president, somehow this little thing is going to be disbanded or they're going to
stop. Hold on. We have a caller.
Oh, cool.
Caller, you're on the air. Welcome to Smooth Drama.
Hey, Smooth Drama. I'm following y'all. I just saw y'all. I'm actually Smooth the dude, THADUDE. On that subject, I was just speaking about, hey, how you doing, man? How you doing, sir? Appreciate y'all having me on the show. You were talking about Bill Clinton, how he didn't make that much money this year or whatnot. But, you know, since he's been a president, he's before Bush, so he's been doing this since then, though, making money off speeches. This ain't something that just popped up, you know, here recently.
Right.
This they've been doing this.
Right. But what we're saying is he made $10 million. Why are we paying for his rent?
Right, $574,000.
What is it? $579,000, bro. All right, let me tell you like this. I'm calling 501, my area code. I'm actually in Arkansas, so
right.
My people. I ain't gonna lie. When Bill and Hillary come back home, bro, they shut the cities down and everybody show up with their pocketbooks, bro. And for $100 plate, $250 plate, these I'm just gonna say people. They will pay whatever they want. I mean, they support Bill and whatever he do. Now, I'm thinking in Texas, they support the Bushes like that. Now, I don't know how it is for the rest of the world. You know, I know the presidents, they campaign, they put their stamp on these up-and-coming politicians or whatnot. So I don't know what type of love the other states give, like Bill Clinton, he from Arkansas. I don't know how much love he did.
I'm sure they get love everywhere.
Yeah, but I'm saying I'm thinking that the people will come deeper out their pockets here home.
Well,
okay, so you're saying along with the what is it? It's kind of like welfare for former presidents. They're also getting money on the side from the people.
Oh yeah. Like they'll come home and do a charity event. Or so-called, you know, raise money for fundraising for, you know, who knows what, you know.
Yeah, themselves.
Yeah, and like I say, $100 plates, $250 plates, $1,000 plates. You know the little daily events that these, you know, uppity
right.
People, I ain't going to say, I mean, people have, it ain't uppity, it's, you know, everybody do this, you know what I'm saying? The little events that they have and they charge you an arm and a leg for a piece of bacon, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, and that's what we saying. That shit is not right.
Yeah, I feel you completely on that. Now, during that campaign, when they campaign and trying to get on, you know, you're trying to gain votes, you know, campaigning, networking, and you asking for donations. I mean, you're trying to get on, that's different. But when, you know, you get to a certain spot, it's like, come on, man, you already done ate, man. You good,
right.
You know.
Exactly. That's what we're talking about.
That's exactly what we're saying.
You know, they're eating well already. They done ate well. Gonna continue to eat well. We shouldn't have to pay for multi. I mean, the Bushes are billionaires before he was president.
Yeah,
I mean,
$15,000
for postage stamps, $80,000 for a phone bill. Really?
Right. I'm like, cell phone. He don't have a cell phone plan. That's what we talking about. Thank you for calling in, man. What's your name again?
Hey, yeah, I'm on Twitter at Smooth THADUDE. I'm gonna be honest with y'all, man. The reason how I found y'all, man, I actually got a Blog Talk Radio show myself. I just typed in Blog Talk Radio in my search engine on Twitter, and I seen one of y'all. Smooth Drummer just sent a tweet out, and I just been calling all the different stations. It's like my sixth show I didn't call in to tonight. I'm just showing everybody love because I get a lot of love on my show. My show is actually every Wednesday, 10 p.m. Central to 12, 10 p.m. Central to 12 p.m. Central or whatnot. So I'm just showing back the love. You know, I'm a little bit bored. I ain't going to say it like that, but, you know, I'm just online, just browsing, seeing what I can do, and I'm going to follow y'all on Blog Talk, too.
All right, well, we appreciate the love. You follow us, we'll follow you back, man. We'll definitely holler at you.
Yeah, we do it as Smooth Drama.
All right. Thank you for calling in, sir.
I salute.
All right. Peace.
Okay.
All right. I mean, that's what we're talking about here. And on that note, we're going to, we definitely have gone over. We need to take a little break here.
Yes.
And You know, we're going to go back to the old school on this one here. You know, because I like going back to the old school. This is Just Ice, the original gangster of hip-hop, and a real crazy guy. And I will tell that story when I get back. This is Just Ice, Lyric Lickin'.
All praise is due to the one Just Ice. A lot down on your feet.
Your host, Mr. F the N Word. I'm Miss 100%, and that was Just Ice lyrically.
Yeah, and so you know, Just Ice, you're talking about the original gangster of hip hop. Dude was really, really out there. There was a reporter who actually had the nerve to diss Just Ice, like one of his last albums. So Just Ice chased this dude throughout New York City. It was like everywhere he saw him, he physically chased him, like, I'm going to hurt you. It's like, reportedly, there was a story where he went to where the dude was working and was chasing the dude throughout the buildings in New York. It was kind of funny.
Wow.
Yeah, well, you know, some people you don't
want to fuck with.
Right, you know.
You don't talk to anybody.
Yeah, you some people you step to, you got to be ready to be stepped back to. It was funny. And if Just Ice is listening, look, man, I ain't had nothing but the respect for you. I got three of your albums, including LaToya, you know, the first one. So, hey, please, whatever it is, I'm on your side. I'm down with you.
Wow.
I just wanted to say, I'm just putting it out there. You way too big for me to run from, and I can't fight you because I really can't fight. So, on that note, we going to run into that time of the week where we talk about our dumbasses. Yeah.
Excuse me.
That's right. excuse Keith Emmanuel. We have a trifecta here because not only are they dumbasses of the week, but we've got three.
And I think they'll all be very pleased and amused with our.
Yeah, they're dumbasses. They deserve special helmets. And they fit into the category that we always talk about when reality should have been fantasy.
Yes.
Okay. Keith Emmanuel, first up to bat, thought that it would be cool to rob the Dallas police. He said he was joking.
Wow.
Black man.
Wow.
Yeah. I have yet to see the black man that think robbing the police or doing anything that have anything to do with the police is funny.
I think it's funny that he thought about it and then went through with it.
Right. Exactly. Like, yeah, you know what? It's, you know, what you think, man? I'm about to go rob the cops. I'm hitting up Dallas police.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't think that would be a good idea.
Whatever. You know what it is. I'm gangster like that. I'm down for mine. I'll see you when I get back, son.
Wait, think about this for a minute, homie. We talking about you going to rob a place that is full of guns and other weapons.
Right. Oh, well, speaking of full of guns, our second dumbass, a New York man who asked his friend to shoot him so he can know how it feels to be shot. You have to be fitted for the special helmet when you want to be shot on purpose. So you can see, how does it feel?
No. He gets the patented Miss 100% beatdown. Remember, you know, something must have happened for him to be that stupid. So now I have to knock some sense into his ass to get him back right. So
I can deal with that.
Yeah. That's what we'll do with him.
Oh, but last but not least, Linda Clapperson. She enslaved her kids because a fortune teller told her to.
Hold on. I'm getting a reading.
Mm.
I'm getting a reading.
What does it say?
If you want mental peace, you need to enslave your children.
That's it? That's all I have to do?
That's all you have to do.
Boys, come over here. Get in that closet. You know, I'm laughing about it, but
it's not funny.
Right. You have to be a special person to I mean, all these candidates, and I can't decide. A black man trying to rob the police. a man who wants his homie to shoot him. And the woman who enslaves her kids because a fortune teller told her to.
I'm going to vote for the last one.
I feel that one, but I'm still on the first one because any black man who wants to rob the police at the police station.
Is he light skin? Is he half black? I'm just saying, you know.
No, he ain't light skin. We can't even say he half stupid or something. No, he's full on retard. Special helmet for you. Well, special helmet for all them cats. Maybe they need to hook up with the homies with the special viruses that are powering these devices. I guess scientists in the United States have developed a way to generate electricity using viruses.
You mean like viruses like cold viruses, that kind of virus?
Well, they don't say what it is, but they use DNA of something to make these viruses that are generating this electricity.
So they basically about to start biological warfare.
Something like that, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so, hey, all people with your iPods and you know, your headphones, whatnot, your new devices that you sticking inside your ear, putting on your armband, whatnot, might be giving you tuberculosis.
Oh, my goodness.
A swine flu.
Maybe the Mayans was right. Maybe this is it.
Yeah, could be. I mean, technically, with everything that's been going on, I think we only got 7 months left.
Yeah.
But if we get to that 8th month, I'm cool.
But then it's just going to get worse. I mean, but I don't know. This is pretty scary. I mean, you can create a virus to power a television or to power a cell phone or... I mean, like a virus, like a real live virus. This is really scary as hell.
Right. And if you think about it, you know, there's been studies out there that say that there are certain chemicals in the environment that damage fertility in some men. And as we know, there's some things. I mean, every building you go into, they always had that sign, materials in this elevator or whatnot may cause cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And you see that in every building you go to.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, this is not inspiring me when I walk in here.
Yeah.
And you think that there's viruses and things that can hurt, kill, maim, change your body for the worst,
right,
everywhere. And right, then you see a report where it shows that cutting air pollution has an instant impact on heart health. And this is after reviewing studies of the 2008 Beijing Olympics. And this is from the Journal of American Medical Association. And it was involved medical tests on 125 volunteers living in one of the world's most polluted cities. When the pollution dipped during the games, the researchers saw significant signs of better health among the volunteers. And
film in that environment, knowing what it was like, and use them as guinea pigs, but it was basically supposed to be to volunteer for something else.
Yeah, I mean, but if you think about it for a second, I mean, we know the environment is messed up. That's the funny thing. We all know the environment is messed up, but most folks don't care about that because, hey, you know.
They don't believe that it's messed up. They believe that, I don't know.
Well, I mean.
Everything up.
Yeah, and I think that people don't take it seriously because it's like, well, you know, we have to. You know, some folks will say we have to fight our oppressor. And then there are other folks who are like, well, this is the problem. You know, it's economic things. And I'm like, well, the most important thing is your food and the air you breathe and the water you drink.
And I don't give a damn how much money you make. you can't survive from, you know, if your environment is not clean. You can't pay the environment. So you feel what I'm saying? So
I feel
you have all the money in the world, but if your environment is polluted, you fuck.
Right. I mean, and so, and it brings me to, there's this tattoo artist who surgically attached an iPod to his arm.
Oh,
and, geez. You know, I bring this up because are these devices that important where you can't live without them? You got to have them on you? You know, we talked about that, I believe the Korean who gave his kidney up for an iPod and an iPad.
Right.
I mean, an iPod and an iPad was more important than your kidney that helps you function and live properly and be healthy.
Mm-hmm. Now, here I go again. And I know people are like, oh, here she go again. But yes, here I go again. When we talked about before about the mark of the beast, about how they're going to bow down to the image. Bowing down don't necessarily mean that you're getting on your knees. You can bow down to food. If you know that you got a problem and you continue to eat the wrong thing, you bow down to it, meaning that you're giving yourself over to that thing. You feel what I'm saying? So if technology is something that's this powerful, and you feel like you got to have it this much to where you would attach it to your body, you bow down to it. That's your God.
Yeah.
I mean, I ain't trying to be philosophical or nothing like that. I'm just, you know, saying how I feel. And
It's obviously so important that he cannot live without it.
But remember how they talk about they're going to be able to track you. You're not going to be without this thing on you, you're not going to be able to buy clothes, buy food, feed your family, do all these different things. So I think that in the future, in the near future, we're going to see a whole lot of this, because remember the guy who had the RFID chip implanted into his hand with all of his medical records, all of his financial information is right there in his hand. So it's just more to come, really.
Well, I mean, it's already been here. I mean, because you can do everything with your phone already. I think people don't take that type of stuff seriously.
I know.
You know, but at the end of the day, the conspiracy theorist in me that, well, okay, you can have viruses that power devices, viruses that can get inside your system and mess you up, mutate your cells, whatnot. Lord knows what else it can do. Chemicals in the air that damage you. There's already clear studies that say when you clean up the environment, the people are healthier. But
you got companies that keep taking paychecks to make it worse and worse and worse.
Well,
because Greed is crazy right now. They're not thinking straight.
No, fuck the companies. This is a guy. It's a tattoo artist.
No, I'm saying as far as the pollution and all.
Right. I mean, but the point is, individuals who do it to themselves. Corporation
right.
don't even have to train you to do it no more.
Right.
You.
Right.
But he did this on his own because he thought it was cool. And on that note, we want to thank everybody for listening to the show. For Miss 100%, the queen of the little people. I'm F the N word, who is Smooth Drama, and we out. Peace. Hey.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast. Smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
Smooth Drama.